It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking in.
And you're good vibes.
Got my voice cracking at 6 a.m.
585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? You guys got to tell us why. Are they not? Did you get your window broken last night? What else is new? Who's here, Breeze?
It's like a shock if you... Like, I would be more shocked to wake up and not see my window broken. Oh, my gosh.
You know what it pisses me off is the cops installed this blue light cam in our parking lot 2 weeks ago, but it runs on solar. It hasn't worked since the first
Rockstar
day.
Rockstar hasn't seen sunlight since October.
They installed it in the middle of the winter.
Right.
What did you think was going to happen?
They're like, this only works in the summer. Thank you.
It only was on for the first 24 hours. It's been off ever since.
Yeah.
I'm like, that seems really...
We don't love that.
It's not very counterproductive.
No. So what? That's donezo? You can't find anything? You can't see anything? No one can help you?
They're supposed to be monitored 24-7.
They're shut off, so.
That's why I'm over here playing Neighborhood Watch on the weekends when I should be sleeping.
When you really should be sleeping and getting some shut-eye. You had a long weekend this weekend to really just relax, recharge, rejuvenate, and you were just sitting at your window with a BB gun.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
It's a pellet gun, so.
What's the difference?
It's pellets, not BBs.
I don't know pellet nor BB. Never met him. So, guys, what's the vibe? What's been going on this morning? Is everyone okay? Jana's here, she says.
Jana.
Guys, it's so cold, but I'm feeling good. I'm trying to be optimistic and not let my seasonal depression get the best of me.
That's good. That's good.
Amazing. Amazing.
I can't let it do it. Guys, if it makes you feel any better, we really are halfway through winter. I know that sounds hard to believe. Spring is when? June something?
No. I think it's like March 22nd or something. So hang on. I just got... And the biggest thing is February is a very short month.
Yeah.
So once we hit March, we'll be good.
But let's not wish our lives away here.
No. But if you're seasonally depressed...
Move.
Get that paper chain countdown ready. Who else is here? Kelsey's here. She says, tried a new recipe last night. Absolutely crushed it.
Better girl.
Me too.
What'd you make?
Also did.
Asparagus.
I know. I made shrimp scampi last night.
How was
so
it?
So good.
I made a non bread pizza.
And I'm when like, I say I gotta... made, I cooked the pasta and I bought the sauce pre made. From Wegmans. Campbell's. Check it out. It was actually really good, though. High protein as well. I'm in my good vibes because my boyfriend made me cookies last night. That's from Nora. Wow, a lot of food talk this morning. Nora, we haven't actually heard from you in ages.
I know. Where you been?
Are you still welding?
She only calls when she wants tickets.
No, literally.
She hits it and quits it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What about you? What's up with the vibes?
They're good. It's my birthday weekend. And
I know it sucks having a birthday on Monday.
I know. Birthday's on Monday. So I'm like, it's not going to top Vegas last year. It's just not. So I'm not that hyped.
Definitely
about
not.
It. But, you know, I'll make the best of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like my birthday's in May like yours. The weather's nice.
Right.
But anyways, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And my buddy's coming into town tomorrow. So we're all going to hang, go to dinner tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to that. But overall, it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bills game on Sunday, 6:30. They're playing the Chiefs. One more game, baby, until the Super Bowl. Breeze, are the vibes up?
Yeah. This person says, oh, my God, not Nora sneaking back into the chat. Where have you been? Everyone's missing you, clearly. Yeah, vibes are good. I'm going to a comedy show tonight at Comedy at the Carlson.
Who's
so I'm
performing?
Excited about that. His name's Joe Dombrowski. He used to be a teacher and then he just was like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. And then he started doing comedy. And I think I don't know if it's like tonight. He's here for the whole weekend, but he's filming a comedy special.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. I'm excited to laugh.
Well, hopefully he doesn't threaten you into doing so.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully it's organic.
It's giving Ashley Gavin. not to name names, but Ashley Gavin scared me.
I'm pretty sure someone canceled her at this point.
Literally gun to head, laugh at my jokes. I was like,
And then afterwards, she
just
brought,
was it too much? I was like, no.
She brought you backstage. She's so like, good. Did you like it? Did you like it? Yeah, I loved it. Don't hurt me or my family.
Literally, she's like, I will kill you. I'm like, oh my God, it was so funny.
You got to be a horrible comedian if you're yelling at the audience because they're not laughing at your horrible jokes.
It was really bad. And we even had her on the show, which was honestly way too generous.
tell me about it.
Yeah, no. So I'm excited. I do like comedy. I talked about that a couple weeks ago. I went earlier in the month too. Just, you gotta laugh it out. If you don't laugh, you will cry. So might as well laugh. So I'm excited about that. And then the weekend's tomorrow. So cool.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning with Breezy and I. Otherwise, we'd just be talking to ourselves. And you know what? That's fine too. We're okay with that. Coming up. The second time my car has been hit, this poor girl, all these neighbors in Cobbs Hill Park, just the frustration is so real right now when it comes to vandalism in this city. Because it doesn't at this point really seem like anyone's taking anything.
Right.
It's just smashing windows. And I remember last Friday night, there was those 40 vehicles on Oxnard Street off Oxford Street off Park Avenue, and then 15 on East Avenue on Saturday.
Bad.
And around we go. That's coming up next. Thank you guys for the vibes. It's PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. You guys are not going to believe this, but residents near Cobbs Hill Park are on edge after a series of car vandalisms. This just took place last night, just days after 40 cars were vandalized across a ton of neighborhoods. Five more vehicles were targeted overnight in the Warner Park area, and one of the victims expressed her frustration, saying that's $200 that I'm going to have to spend for a new window once again. It's not the first time it's happened to this poor girl. I totally understand the frustration. And, you know, despite her parking in the driveway for added safety, the girl's car was still targeted. Right. I mean, it's wishful thinking, I guess, but we want to believe that the driveway adds added safety, but it's not really the case. You know,
no, they don't. They don't care, unfortunately, because there's no consequences to their actions. So why would they?
Yeah. Taking taking valuables out of your vehicle so they're not visible. We also want to believe that that makes you less of a target, but it's not really the case, too, because after reading these stories, it doesn't look like theft anymore. It's just vandalism.
Yeah, it's just.
And authorities are urging anyone with information or videos or pictures that could help identify these whoever they are, they're asking you to contact 911. Is it possible it's the same offenders? Most likely.
Yeah, for sure.
Last week on the show, we spoke to Rochester criminal defense attorney Sarah Wesley, who says the laws are just very broken right now. And whoever is responsible for these break-ins are repeat offenders. And, you know, most of them are armed, she said. So you need to just be careful and not try to take matters in your own hands.
Right.
Because believe me, we know how frustrating this is. It's like the only thing that we feel pops up in the morning on the news.
Right.
You know, though, like I mentioned last break, the police installed a blue light camera in my parking lot 2 weeks ago. It stopped working on the first day because it's solar. It hasn't been on since. Like, why would you think that's a good idea in the middle of winter where we get no sun?
It makes zero sense.
I mean, the
so confused.
Thing has just been sitting there. It's completely useless. It simply does not work. But listen, go see our friends at Mr. Glass. They'll take care of you day in and day out.
This is just an ad for Mr. Glass. Thank you so much.
No, but the guys are awesome because I've talked to them in all these cars that have been coming in. They've been very busy. That includes my car as well. They know most of those cars coming in. They're like, broken into? Yeah.
Yeah, they were putting, someone was putting their business cards in the broken windows.
It was probably
plot twist, they're hiring someone to just smash all these windows. No, I'm kidding. Obviously. Yeah, you know, I don't know how many times we're going to have to talk about this, but it's not looking good. You know, when I'm in a stressful situation, like, you know, the one I was in what was it, last fall, two falls ago, getting my window smashed in.
Was it your windshield too?
Oh, yeah. Windshield, window.
That's right. So they put Breezy on Channel 10 News. And all the comments that came in was because her registration sticker expired 2 years ago.
I know. Way to victim blame. Classic. Classic victim blaming. But when I'm stressed out about the car break-ins, I tend to want to watch Netflix and just relax and unwind. Can't even do that anymore.
No, you can't
even do that anymore.
No, it's really, really sad. So you guys can probably just say goodbye to Netflix and chill, especially if you're already broke.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you exactly why coming up next on PXY. Well, say goodbye to Netflix and chill, gentlemen. It's all over with.
See ya.
Just when you think you could save a buck by staying home and chilling with the girl of your dreams free of charge.
Netflix. Oh, no, you will be charged.
Yeah, they screwed all of us once again. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 25 for the high today. This is an outrage because Netflix is raising its prices once again. And the biggest hike is just their simple standard plan, which is going from $15.49 to $18 a month. Egg prices are one thing, but then when you start messing with our streaming services, that's when we riot. That's when we take to the streets.
And we're all in such a chokehold over digital consumption that we're like, or media, I should say, is like,
Do you remember when Netflix was mailing you disc in the mail?
Yeah. I thought I was like so cool. And the, right? And the slip that it was in was always like disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it was,
I mean,
like,
it's
falling
going,
apart.
It's going through the mail from one side of the country to the other.
Yeah.
But you were responsible for watching that DVD and then mailing it back when you're done with it so Netflix can mail you a new one.
And then don't forget about Redbox. That still is a thing today.
Redbox is huge.
Which is crazy, right?
People still use it. You know, this is where Blockbuster, this is where they slipped up. Okay? Because they had the opportunity to do just this and go digital and start, I don't know, doing something similar that was close to Redbox.
They could have been a star. Or Netflix, you know, they really could have. If they just were innovative and adjusted with the times, they could have been a star kid.
So the standard ad-free tier is jumping from $15.49 to $18 a month. I remember when Netflix was $8 a month. The premium plan is going from $23 to $25. And the cost of adding an extra member to a primary account is going up too, from $7.99 to $8.99. I mean, this is bizarre considering.
So insane.
I mean, I was getting ready to surprise my parents with their own Netflix account because they keep kicking me off of mine.
Right.
But I can't do it anymore.
You simply can't afford it.
It's too much. I said, Mom, my hands are tied. I gave birth to you. I know, but I did most of the work. I had to swim through the channels to get out. So Netflix says, as we continue to invest our programming and deliver more value for our members, what value? Toy Story 4? What value? We will occasionally ask our members to pay a little more.
Occasionally.
So that we can reinvest to further improve Netflix.
I feel like this happens all the time.
Netflix also announced its biggest ever jump in subscribers. But by the way, this is what pisses me off. They just did $10 billion their last quarter.
Yeah.
That's the most in history they've ever done. They brought in $10 billion and then was like, you know what?
We need more.
I couldn't believe it.
So
I couldn't wrap my head around it.
You know what Netflix is to me? Netflix, there I said it. Netflix peaked in high school. Like, they're the jock that was just so cool and so popular. Everybody loved them.
But they didn't.
And then as you go on, you just see the downfall of them. Because if it was up to me.
What downfall? This is the most money they've ever made.
No, but I'm saying, like, if it was up to me, and I think that I can speak for a lot of people when it comes to streaming services, Netflix is not my first pick. It's not. It's convenient to have, for sure.
Yeah.
But
it's top of mind for most people.
It's not my first pick. I think what works with Netflix is the brand recognition and the brand visibility.
Which is why they lead.
Because they were the first ones.
In streaming.
But I'm not going to sit here and say, if I had to have one streaming service for the rest of my life, it would be Netflix. Not even for a second.
Yeah.
585-252-9800. If you were to have one streaming service for the rest of your life, which one would it be and why? Not, it's not Netflix for me. People, it's YouTube TV.
TikTok. Okay, we're done with that.
Yeah, no, we're done.
Netflix is literally dry humping the crap out of every single one of us. And I don't mean that in a pleasant way. This is an outrage. They make $10 billion alone in one quarter, but they still have the audacity to raise their prices. And we're just like, yeah, well, what choice do we have? We all need to come together and cancel our memberships just for one day. The same way we try to lower gas at the pumps. Okay, we're going to put together this big scheme where all of us, we're not going to go to the pump for one day, and then the prices are just going to drop like you wouldn't believe. But nobody does it because nobody could commit.
Right. We need to do what TikTok did to us over the weekend.
That's
just
right.
Shut it down.
That's
shut
right.
it down. Cancel your account. Well,
I don't know. Is it just me or is anyone else just sick and tired of paying money for their cell phone bill, their overpriced groceries, their streaming platforms, their health care that most likely is awful anyways, their insurance? I hate being an adult.
Yeah, no, it's tough. You know? It is tough. Some people weighing in what they would keep if it was up to them. This person says, I agree with Breezy. Netflix is not my first choice. If I were to keep one subscription service for the rest of my life, it would be YouTube TV and OnlyFans, of course.
Yeah, right. That's what I use mostly every day is YouTube TV. You know what's even worse than Netflix? Amazon Prime. And even if you do want to watch something on Prime, you're still paying $2.99 for it. There's nothing good on Prime. Nothing.
Yeah.
And by the way, does Netflix even deserve more money after that debauchery of a fight that took place between Tyson and Jake Paul?
That's the other thing about it. Like, they're monopolizing these, like, pay-per-view things. Remember on, it was Christmas, I think, that they streamed one of the football games on Netflix? It was so weird. Like,
yeah, that was terrible, too. And I'm telling you guys right now, sooner or later, we're going to have to start paying to watch the Super Bowl.
And that's where I no longer watch the Super Bowl.
Mark my words. They will make us pay
because
to watch the big
game. Well, I don't know if they would because of ads. But if your team's not in the Super Bowl, you don't care. Like, you have no stake in the game.
A lot of people will continue to watch the Super Bowl, whether their team's in it or not. I mean,
no, I'm not paying for that.
Well, there's so many people that gamble their money away anyways, but it's just because everybody else is watching the big game. A majority of people they watch. And a majority of people watch because they like the commercials. I called my buddy in LA who works over at Netflix, is one of the producers. I said, dude, shame on you. He goes, I don't know what's going on.
No, I called them yesterday because I got like booted out of my account. It's my dad's account, but I added me under him, you know, because you can't be in the same household, blah, 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 blah. So I called them to be like, what the hell is going on? They literally had a message that says, we have too many calls coming in, call back later. Like, what? Okay, same energy you get when you call 911.
Yeah, pretty much. They just don't answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's tough. Yeah. Lindsay is here. She says, I 100% agree with you guys. I pretty much finished Netflix. How do you finish Netflix?
And like, honestly, not to be whatever, their shows and movies are subpar. There, I said it. They're subpar. Like, they're fine. But I've seen the same show shot three different ways.
No, I know. I've watched every single true crime doc that platform has to offer. And
it's all the same ending. They all die.
Yeah, like, everybody's
right, great. What's going on here? 98 PXY.